Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Hey, cattle producers, it's the big event. Express Ranch is holding their annual production sale on August 18th and 19th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday the 18th, 300 head selling, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs, numerous donors, and more. Then Saturday, August 19th, 11 a.m., the big event sale, 300 plus selling, including outstanding springbred heifers, spring calving pairs, and more. Go to ExpressRanches.com for a sale book. Express Ranch's big event, August 18th and 19th, Yukon. Nationally, crop progress numbers up just a little bit for our spring planted crops, corn and soybeans. Cotton's unchanged compared to a week ago. When you start drilling down on a state-by-state basis, you see some real improvements in the corn crop in the Midwest. Illinois jumps up 9 points, up to 58% in good to excellent shape. Missouri also improving, up 4 points to 29% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, meanwhile, dropping 14 points on the corn crop condition. Hot, dry weather hurting the Oklahoma corn crop, now 63% in good to excellent condition. Soybean crop, we've got Oklahoma down 4 points, 60%. Nationally, we're up 2 points, 54% good to excellent. We're up 4 points in Missouri to 32% good to excellent shape. Kansas, though, under some pressure because of hot, dry conditions, down to 44% good to excellent shape, down 5 points. As far as cotton crop is concerned, nationally, 41% in good to excellent shape, unchanged from a week ago. Steady in Texas, 17% in good to excellent shape. Oklahoma down 15 points in 1 week, 42% good to excellent shape. Up 2 points in Kansas, 63% good to excellent condition. Grain sorghum, meanwhile, up 2 points nationally, 57% good to excellent shape. Down a point in Kansas, 53% good to excellent shape. Oklahoma, down 15 points, 55% good to excellent shape. But an 18-point jump up in the condition of the Texas grain sorghum crop, now at 56% in good to excellent condition. As for our pasture and range conditions, nationally down 1 point at 38% in good to excellent shape. We're at 32% poor to very poor nationally. Texas now happens to be the worst spot in the country, 14% in good condition, good to excellent condition, down 2 points from a week ago, but 64% poor to very poor. That compares to the 58% poor to very poor in Missouri. Missouri is still at 13% good shape. That's up 7 points, though, from a week ago. Oklahoma, 49% in good to excellent shape, a drop of 9 points in the last week because of hot, dry conditions. Kansas, 32% in good to excellent shape, steady. And the folks in Arkansas, 49%, down 2 points, according to USDA. A new marketing option coming online, available to producers here in the Southern Plains for winter canola. Some canola production meetings popping up as a result. One midday in Enid and the evening in Wichita on Wednesday, August 9th. Details on those meetings available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on our calendar button. You've got farm news. I'm Ron. The 39th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo coming up the 18th and 19th of August at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Tickets are available now for this great event by going to okcattlemen.org. The Ranch Rodeo is Cowboys Helping Kids, as the selected charity once again is the Children's Miracle Network. The 39th Annual OCA Ranch Rodeo, 18th, 19th of August at the Lazy E in Guthrie. Details at okcattlemen.org. And that's the latest on our agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.